Good morning. I thought I'd start this morning with a riddle. Are you game? So, when you were born, you were each given something that is very important to you. It's something that you use now, and it's something that you'll use for the rest of your life. The thing that you were given at birth is something that you share with others. In fact, if you never share this gift with anyone, then it can't be used. Can you guess what this gift is? Well, when you were born, each of you was given a name. We all know what a name is, right? It's what people call you. My name is Miss Becky. You all know that. But did you know that not everyone calls me Miss Becky? My son calls me his mama. My daughter calls me Amma, because she's too lazy to say that first M. My brother calls me his sister. My parents call me their daughter. We can sometimes go by different names to different people. We can even have nicknames. My name isn't even Becky, it's Rebecca. My son's name is Daniel, but most people call him Danny. You all know Pastor Stacy's daughter, Madison, but we all call her Maddie. Not only do we have names, but we have our nicknames too. Our parents selected our names, maybe even before we were born. They might have looked through baby books. Your name might have been your parents' favorite character from a novel or a movie. Or maybe your name is one that's been passed down through generations of your family. Another thing that parents consider when picking your name is what it means. I know that my name means close to or bound to God. My daughter Annalise's name means full of grace and God's favor. And if we didn't know it already, our Christmas pageant is teaching us that Anella means angel. Do you know what your name means? Well, Jesus was given his name before he was even born. Mary and Joseph didn't look through baby books or argue over who got to pick his name. He was God's son, and many months before he was born, God told Joseph to name him Jesus. The name Jesus means the Lord saves. This name was important because Jesus was sent by God to save us from our sin. Jesus had other names too. He was also called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus was God's son, but he was also God himself, who appeared on earth to be with the people. Jesus is given many other names in the Bible, and all of them tell us something about who Jesus is and what he does for us. Did you hear some of those names in the beautiful passage that Uncle Bill read? Jesus is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. All of these names tell us about who Jesus is. During Advent, we're going to learn more about the names of Jesus. Our Advent study is called Incarnation. Our Sunday sermons from Pastor Stacy and our Wednesday Zoom calls are all going to work to teach us names of Jesus, not just what those names are, but what those names mean. Knowing God is the absolute most important thing that we can ever do in life. Don't get me wrong, we all need to learn math and science and reading and history, but none of those things will save us from our sins or change our hearts to be more like that of Jesus, our Savior. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, our first Advent candle reminds us that Jesus is our hope. You sent your Son to be our light and to bring hope to a world that is lost and messy. Throughout this Advent season, God, help us to cling to that hope. Be with us as we learn more about the names of Jesus, not just what he's called, but the very nature of his heart and all that Jesus can be for us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.